10. High Sun Assistants. The High Sun Assistants are the superior group of the re-trinitized sons of glorified ascendant beings of the mortal core of the finality and of their eternal associates, the Paradise Havona personalities. They are assigned to the super-universe service and function as personal aides to the High Sons of the governments of the Ancients of Days. They might fittingly be denominated private secretaries. They act from time to time as clerks for special commissions and other group associations of the High Sons. They serve perfectors of wisdom, divine counselors, universal censors, mighty messengers, those high in authority, and those without name and number. If, in discussing the celestial guardians, I have seemed to call attention to the limitations and handicaps of these twice-trinitized sons, let me now, in all fairness, call attention to their one point of great strength, the attribute which makes them almost invaluable to us. These beings owe their very existence to the fact that they are the personification of a single and supreme concept. They are the personality embodiment of some divine idea, some universal ideal, as it has never before been conceived, expressed, or trinitized. And they have subsequently been trinity embraced. Thus, they show forth and actually embody the very wisdom of the divine trinity as concerns the idea ideal of their personality existence. As far as that particular concept is revealable to the universes, these personalities embody all of everything that any creature or creator intelligence could possibly conceive, express, or exemplify. They are that idea personified. Can you not see that such living concentrations of a single supreme concept of universe reality would be of untold service to those who are entrusted with the administration of the superuniverses? Not long since, I was directed to head a commission of 6, one of each of the High Sons, assigned to the study of 3 problems pertaining to a group of new universes in the south parts of Orvontan. I was made acutely aware of the value of the High Sun assistance when I made requisition on the chief of their order on Uversa for temporary assignment of such secretaries to my commission. The first of our ideas was represented by a High Sun assistant on Uversa, who was forthwith attached to our group. Our second problem was embodied in a High Sun assistant assigned to Superuniverse number 3. We secured much help from this source through the Central Universe Clearinghouse for the coordination and dissemination of essential knowledge, but nothing comparable to the assistance afforded by the actual presence of a personality who is a concept creature trinitized in supremacy and deity trinitized in finality. Concerning our third problem, the records of Paradise disclosed that such an idea had never been creature trinitized. High Sun assistants are unique and original personalizations of tremendous concepts and stupendous ideals. And as such, they are able to impart inexpressible illumination to our deliberations from time to time. When I am acting on some remote assignment out in the universes of space, think what it means, by way of assistance, if I am so fortunate as to have attached to my mission a High Sun assistant who is the fullness of divine concept regarding the very problem I have been sent to attack and solve. And I have repeatedly had this very experience. The only difficulty with this plan is that no superuniverse can have a complete edition of these trinitized ideas. We only get 1/7 of these beings. So it is only about 1 time in 7 that we enjoy the personal association of these beings, even when the records indicate that the idea has been trinitized. We could use to great advantage much larger numbers of these beings on Uversa. Because of their value to the superuniverse administrations, we, in every way possible, encourage the pilgrims of space, and also the residents of Paradise, to attempt trinitization, after they have contributed to one another those experiential realities which are essential to the enactment of such creative adventures. We now have in our superuniverse about 1.25 million High Sun assistants, and they serve on both the major and minor sectors, even as they function on Uversa. They very often accompany us on our assignments to the remote universes. High Sun assistants are not permanently assigned to any sun or to any commission. They are in constant circulation, serving where the idea or ideal which they are can best further the eternal purposes of the Paradise Trinity, whose sons they have become. They are touchingly affectionate, superbly loyal, exquisitely intelligent, supremely wise, regarding a single idea, and transcendently humble. While they can impart to you the lore of the universe concerning their one idea or ideal, it is well nigh pathetic to observe them seeking knowledge and information on hosts of other subjects, even from the ascending mortals. And this is the narrative of the origin, nature, and functioning of certain of those who are called the Trinitized Sons of God, more particularly of those who have passed through the divine embrace of the Paradise Trinity, and who have been assigned to the services of the super-universes, there to give wise and understanding cooperation with the administrators of the Ancients of Days in their untiring efforts to facilitate the inward progress of the ascending mortals of time toward their immediate Havona destination and their eventual Paradise goal. Narrated by a mighty messenger of the Revelatory Corps of Orvontan.